June 10th, 2006, Venice, California.
What's it called? Vaishnavi Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Gaurati Gurave Gaurachandra Radhikaya Vitarana Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadabhakta Tavai Vashmi Najmani Pyavina Iti Vigyanu Radhikaya Tamnay Maam Chana the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Sasana Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami. In the same, Koti Koti Dandat Pranam, the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Sasana Bhakti Pragyan Kesava. I am very happy that from so many devotees are assembled here. I think double of this, they will come to major classes. So, I have come here to remind you that Mali Harinam or initiation, Venak is not enough. We should totally follow the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know the definition of bhakti, pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. But have you tried to follow it positively? Anya bilasita sundara. Gyan karma dhyana bhitam. Anukullena krishna anusikanam bhakti. Whatever you do, by your all senses, mind, after that move, shakti, bhava, you should try to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. Your all activity, top to bottom, should be to please Krishna. In the guidance of his most beloved Gurudev, Siksha Guru, Krishna himself Siksha Guru, he has given so many teachings to Uttav when he was departing from this earth. We will try to explain it in detail. So, devoid of all the worldly desires, not covered with jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, and others, then it will be pure bhakti. I think if properly we follow this mode, then what will be? Vasudevi, Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyate Asu Bhairagyam Jnanam Satyam. Surely, 100%. Jnana and Vairagya. Detachment from this world will come, and all kinds of knowledge will come, you will not hold. Then, marriage only with Krishna. Be one Pandit, and I have given your marriage to Krishna. Don't divide your heart into fractions. Fully give it to Krishna, otherwise Krishna will not accept. Never. So, I want that you should all follow in this only human form. Human form is very rare. Krishna has given merciful. So we should utilize the human body. Otherwise, tomorrow you will die, then what will be? Don't waste a minute. Mercifully, Krishna has given us. So we should not go there.
In
vain. Always chanting, remember. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sankhya Purvak Nam Ramatini Kala Sami. Nidrahar Vihar Kam Chitau Chyatantra Dinam Chitau Aradha Krishna Gunesmute Madhulma Deyi Sampai Bande Rupa Sanatana Guru He Radhike Vajdevike Chalelike He Nanda Suna Kutar Sri Govardhan Kalpadam Tale Kalindi Nande Kutar Goshantavit Sarvatav Khedav Mahapirvatav. Our vision should be in this standard. Then we can be alive. Otherwise, chanting and thinking of what we desire. What will be? We are calling our suffering ourselves. Not Krishna is giving. So, you should try and to follow totally with utsaha, nitya, dharya, sattat karma purva, sangat tyaga, sato prithi, sarve, sriti, lakshya, in these two. You should tell from Harikatha, thank you.
Goswami Maharaj, who is gracing our assembly this evening by his divine presence. He is a personality in the same line of disciplic succession in which the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, namely his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who started the Hare Krishna movement 40 years ago in the United States and has spread all throughout the world. This divine personality sitting in our presence here tonight was his very, very intimate associate, an intimate friend. And he knew our Srila Prabhupada many years before any of us, even some of us, were even born. He served him, and he had a very deep friendship with him. In the final days of our Srila Prabhupada, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, the most holy place in India, the birthplace of Lord Sri Krishna, our Srila Prabhupada, our divine spiritual master, called to his bedside his divine grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And he made a couple of requests to him, one of which was to perform his final ceremonial rites, which are called samadhi, placing the spiritual master in divine burial, which is considered the most intimate seva to his lotus feet, which is only given to someone who has such a intimate connection. And he also requested him that, I have brought so many persons, I have gone to the Western countries to deliver this great message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver this great message of the Absolute Truth coming down in the Vedas for thousands of years, originally spoken by Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many Vedic literatures. He told that I have come to the West to deliver this great message, this great culture. And I tried my best within the period of time that I was given. But there are so many more teachings to be given to my young disciples. So I'm requesting you that you will kindly help them after my departure. You will help them by continuing guidance, giving them guidance. So our Srila Narayan Maharaj, our Gurudev, he accepted this order of our Srila Prabhupada. He gave his firm promise that he will do this to his very final days. And now we see that even in his old age, just like our Srila Prabhupada, he has come to the Western countries year after year. This is his 11th time. His 11th journey to America and 22nd world tour within 11 years. The work that he is doing on behalf of Srila Prabhupada can be easily seen simply by viewing what he has accomplished even within this short time. He has given guidance to hundreds of Srila Prabhupada's personal disciples who have accepted him in their heart as we have accepted Srila Prabhupada on same level as our Siksha Guru. He has given initiation and guidance to thousands of Western devotees throughout the world in at least 20 different countries. He has given translations of the Vedic literatures which our Srila Prabhupada wanted to give, but he did not have enough time. Srila Narayan Maharaj is continuing the translation of these most important literatures, which he just referred to by quoting the Sad Goswami Astakam, the prayer to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were the personal disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving us those teachings, those literatures, by which one day, when we become qualified, we will actually be able to enter into the realm of pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti, and gradually attain the higher stages of bhakti, coming all the way up finally one day to developing Krishna prema. That means transcendental love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal of life. So many contributions he has given to us, building wonderful temples in India, in the holy dhams of Sri Vrindavan and Sri Navadvip Dham and Govardhan, and giving guidance there to hundreds of pilgrims who come there annually to actually visit these most sacred holy places in the world, and personally taking them throughout the holy land of Brajamandala. So actually, we cannot even begin to estimate the wonderful contribution that Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj has made for the present and the future development of the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world. So our debts can never be repaid to him, but he is asking from us, as he does everywhere that he goes. He has given so much time to us, so much diligent, laborious, painstaking efforts he has made to help us in our spiritual life, to give us the correct instructions, what we must do to advance in our spiritual life. And he is constantly reminding us not to lose the opportunity that we have in this human form of life, which is very rarely attained after millions of births in this material world, that we should follow the process given in his books, in the books of Srila Prabhupada, in the books of all of our previous acharyas. We should apply it in our life. As he tells us, only simply taking initiation, that will not complete this process. One has to actually follow the process. And if one follows, he is guaranteed that the beneficial result will come, that he will be able to enter into pure bhakti and tread this path back to home, back to Godhead, our eternal home with Sri Krishna. So Srila Gurudev is telling us that we have to develop the qualities which are necessary to enhance our devotion. We have to avoid those materialistic tendencies and desires. Anya abhilasa shunya. Anya abhilasa means other desires. Other desires than pleasing Sri Krishna. If we want pure bhakti, we will have to give up all material sense gratification motivations. We will have to give up all tendencies toward jnana and impersonal knowledge development. All tendencies toward simply developing mystic yoga siddhis, perfections and such. And we will have to learn how to perform anukulyena krishnanushilana. The cultivation of pure devotion to the Supreme Lord with body, mind, words, and all of our emotions, and engaging in this way 24 hours a day. If we can accept this process and apply the teachings of Upadeshamrita that he also just quoted to us, Utsaha Nishchaya Dhairya Tat Tat Karma Pravartana Sangatyaga Sapovritte Satavira Bhakti Prasidyati. These are the six positive qualities that are required if we want to advance in spiritual life. We must have utsaha, we must have enthusiasm, nishchaya, firm conviction, dhairyat, patience, tat tat karma pravartana. We must actually follow all the prescribed activities given in the shastras to develop a pure bhakti. Sangatyagat, we must give up all bad association which is detrimental to our advancement in bhakti. And sato vritte, we have to follow in the footsteps of the previous pure devotees and perfected souls who have attained perfection in this pathway. So in this way, we should follow the teachings given by the previous acharyas, accept everything that is favorable for our development of spiritual advancement, and avoid everything unfavorable. And in this way, we will actually be inheriting that great gift that Srila Prabhupada came to give us, and Srila Narayan Maharaj is continuing to give us and continuing to remind us of. So on this very auspicious evening that we are gathered here, we have the opportunity to hear directly from the lotus mouth of a pure God-realized soul, a pure devotee of Krishna. This is so rare within the material world. Koteshvapi Mahamune, even amongst transcendentalists and persons who have attained spiritual perfection, to associate with a pure Krishna Bhakta, someone who has realized Krishna in truth, is the most rare opportunity in this material world. So how fortunate we are this evening, we cannot even begin to estimate. Therefore, I'm offering my dandavat pranams and my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Guru, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
Most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pai, disposal of the Sri Shima, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Siksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pai, disposal of the Sri Shima, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj, to all of our disciples' succession and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words. So I'd like to speak in continuation of the message that Sri Padmanabha Maharaj has just spoken, which is our great fortune to have Srila Gurudev here. It's stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoted by the Supreme Lord Himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmanda Bhomite Kaunya Bhagyavanaji Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That is, the living entities, we, the jiva, we're not this body, but we are pure soul, eternal, never born and never dying. So we have been traveling since the beginning of time through innumerable species of life. It's explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that it's just like a Ferris wheel, sometimes going up to the heavenly planets, and sometimes the illusory energy brings us to the lower planets. That living entity who has forgotten Krishna, Krishna Bhuli Dei Jeev Anadir Bahyamukh, we have forgotten Krishna since the beginning of time. And as a result, the illusory energy of the Lord grabs us and covers us by a subtle and gross body and gives us various kinds of miseries. Samsara dukh, so many kinds of miseries. So wandering through different species, just like a prisoner in the olden days of India, would be taken on a boat in the middle of the river, and then he would be held by his hair and dumped under the water. And just a moment before his death, they would pick him up. This example is also given by Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Sri Sanatana Goswami. Just a second before death, they would pick him up by the hair from the river water, and he would immediately gasp, please don't do that again. I promise I'll be good. Don't dump me down again. And as soon as he gets his breath, immediately dumped down again. So this is our traversing through the various species of life. So Brahmate Ekupe Brahmanda Bhomite Konya Bhavya Vanajeev. Now after many, many millions of births of engaging in, even unknowingly, in what's called sukritis, spiritual pious activities. After many, many millions of births of such good fortune, one gets to meet a bona fide spiritual master. What happens in those many millions of births? For example, one bird is shot by a hunter in the heart, and he's feeling so much pain and reeling, and he finds himself, because he was shot in the front of a temple, he's reeling around the temple and thus unknowingly circumambulating the deity. And then he dies. In his next life, he may be born in a devotee family. So unknowingly, or knowingly, or half, one performs out of many millions of births, in millions and millions of births, so many of these pious activities. For example, at the airport, just recently, in Houston, Srila Gurudev sat down on one of the airport seats in the lobby, and we were sitting around him. Just next to him was sitting one elderly lady who was reading a book and not even aware of who she was sitting right next to. And this went on from the beginning of the darshan to the end. She didn't say a word, but she just heard and saw unconsciously what was happening. That means in her next life, if nothing happens later in this life, she'll get more of an opportunity. So, Brahmanda Bhomite Konya Bhagya Vanajeev Guru Krishna Prashadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. After millions of such births, Guru Krishna Prashadi, this has two meanings. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets a guru, or by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, one gets the seed of Bhakti Lata, that is the creeper of devotion. That seed is the tendency to serve Krishna. Since time immemorial, just like slaves, we've been serving the material energy, and we've been traveling through the species, sometimes as a snail, sometimes as a plant, sometimes as a fish. Then, by many millions of births of pious activities, one gets the seed of bhakti. That means the tendency or the propensity of desire is changed from serving dead matter, from serving these dead senses, to serving Krishna. Another meaning of Guru Krishna Prashadi is that Sri Guru himself manifests. Sri Krishna himself manifests as Guru. There are two aspects of Bhagavan or the Supreme Lord: the served Godhead and the servant Godhead, or the enjoyer God and the enjoyed God. They're both God. So Sri Guru is a manifestation of God. The Diksha Guru is a manifestation of the actual form of the Lord. And the Shiksha Guru is a manifestation of the personality of the Lord. He's not a human being like we are, though he looks like a human being. Just as the deity may look like brass or stone or wood, but he's the aprakrit or transcendental personality of Godhead, whose portion of a portion of a portion is breathing in and out of the universes. Similarly, Sri Guru. Srila Gurudev said a few years ago in one class that today a new question was asked to me that I never heard before. They asked me, where is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that is our Prabhupada's Prabhupada? Where is he just now? So I heard this new question, and then I gave a new answer. My answer was, he's everywhere, in every atom, and in all living entities. Because Radha and Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the Advaitagyan Paratattva, the one without a second absolute truth, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, are everywhere. They're in every atom, in everyone's heart. And who will serve them? Their divine servants will serve them everywhere they are. Similarly, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Sukadeva Goswami offers prayers to his spiritual master, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, that my Gurudev is in the hearts of all living entities. Similarly, Srila Vyasadeva told his Gurudev that you are all pervading, just like the air, and you can enter into the internal regions of everyone and everywhere. So, who has come today, Sri Guru, is a manifestation of that Supreme Lord Himself and the Supreme Lord's pleasure potency, Srimati Radhika. We call our Gurudev, my Diksha Gurudev, Prabhupada. Prabhu is the Supreme Lord Krishna, and he has two sides, Krishna and Radha. Radha is the greater side, the potency of God, without whom he can't be God. So our gurus are Prabhupada. They are the representative of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna with an inclination towards Srimati Radhika. So Sri Guru is a manifestation of all the Vedas. Srila Vyasadeva compiled all the Vedas, a literary incarnation, and Sri Guru is a manifestation of him. These scriptures come in two forms, the book and the person. Moreover, he's a manifestation of Sri Krishna himself, and moreover, he's a manifestation of Srimati Radhika herself. So he's not an ordinary human being. He's come from Goloka Vrindavan, never been a conditioned soul like us, and he's come to give us the seed of bhakti, the tendency to serve Krishna, which gradually becomes two leaves, that is, freedom from all disturbances, from all bad qualities, and getting all good qualities, and then two other leaves, the fact that it defeats the pleasure and the power of liberation. It's very rare, and it attracts Krishna, so that Krishna himself one day falls down at the feet of those associates of Srimati Radhika and begs, propitiates them that they can assist him in serving his guru, Sri Radha. So our Srila Gurudev is of that caliber, just as his Diksha Gurudev and our Srila Prabhupada and his whole disciple succession. And as Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj said so nicely, our Srila Prabhupada put Srila Gurudev's hands in his own hands just a few days before his divine departure and told him with tears in his eyes, I brought so many monkeys coming from the monkey material world, and I've trained them according to their ability to be trained, according to their sukritis and sanskars. Now my Prabhu is telling me, so you please continue from there. So this is the Srila Gurudev who has come today. And as Sri Padmanabha Maharaj said, we're more fortunate than we can imagine.
I'll speak just a couple of few words. I'm not senior devotee like Sripad Padmanabha Maharaj or my god sister, my very respected god sister here. But picking up on the mood and what they're talking about, I'll speak in a few simple words my own experience of Srila Gurudev. If you look around the world, it is clear that we're all searching for an answer. We have so many problems. We have global problems like the environment. We have collective problems, one nation fighting with another nation. We have so many misunderstandings. I am Muslim. I can't respect the Christians. I am Christian. I hate the Jews. So many things like this. On an individual level, we have so many problems. Family problems, relationship problems, money, we need money, we can't find money, we work very hard. But no matter what we do, either as a group, either as a nation or the world or as individuals, the solutions elude us. We're always constantly looking for something and it never comes. It's like running after a mirage in the desert. We're hungry or thirsty and we think, there is water. But actually, we drag ourselves more and more, exerting all of our precious energies, the little bit of energy that we have left, and we only find that there is no water. There's no nurturing. There's nothing to sustain us. As Padmanabh Maharaj was saying, and as Shyamaranidhi was saying, when we're fortunate and we become exhausted in that search for a solution, and we become sincere in our own hearts, what is the answer? Then Srila Gurudev comes to us. We don't find him. It seems like we find him. Someone comes and gives us a book, or we see a poster on the street, or something like that happens. But actually, it's the mercy of the Guru who comes and picks us up, takes us out of the desert, and out of his great compassion, he reaches out to us and says, I want to share the love and the spiritual divine experience that I'm living at every moment with you. I want to give you one tiny particle, one little sprinkle of that ocean that I'm diving and surfacing in. And if we're fortunate and we receive that little sprinkle with a genuine heart, our lives become transformed. Almost everyone here who practices any kind of spiritual life will tell you that our lives don't always become transformed in the way we think we would like them to be transformed. That sprinkle may come, or the association of a sadhu may come, and things may start to go wrong. That's very much different from what we're told in the modern world. The modern world tells us, get ahead, be successful, be cool, walk tall, be proud. All the things opposite to what a sadhu will tell us. A sadhu will tell us, be humble, be gentle, tolerate the slights of others. So when the sadhu comes into our life, these things, our life becomes changed. And if we take the teachings that the guru gives us, and our teachings are both deep and broad, but at the same time very simple. Just like you can take a drop of water, and in the drop of water, the same quality of the entire ocean exists in that drop of water. So in essence, that drop of water that the guru is giving us, that little bliss that we're looking for, comes in the form of the holy name, comes in the form of Guru Seva, comes in the form of Vaishnava Seva, helping and serving others, not being concerned about me. Isn't that where all of our problems come from? What about me? What about me? Struggling, working hard, cutting other people, creating bad karma, creating discord. But the guru comes and says, no, you don't have to do that anymore. Actually, you can sit quiet. And if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, in a humble mood, if we're genuinely humble, thinking we're nothing, if we're lucky enough that life hurts us in such a way to bring us down to the bottom, where we feel like a piece of straw in the street, then we can be proper recipients for the mercy of Guru. And then we can taste joy. And then we can become happy. And then we can know divine love, which is the purpose of our entire existence, each and every one of us. So, as the speakers before me have said, we're very fortunate. Our beloved Srila Gurudev has come, and he's giving out mercy to everyone in different forms.
We're very lucky to have him here. To even see him for a moment completely changes the trajectory of our karmic destiny. So, over the next few days here in LA and in Badger, Srila Gurudev will speak on so many different topics, so many deep subjects. And if you're lucky enough to come, if your heart is open to receive that message, your entire lives will be transformed. Thank you.
Go around the world.
Vaishnava Thakur Doyara Sagora Idase Koruna Kori. O Vaishnava Thakur, only your mercy can make me your servant. If we think by my own power I can serve Vaishnava, this is not possible. Only Vaishnava give their mercy to someone and that person can engage themselves in the service of a Vaishnava. Just like when we offer aarti to the sun, we offer the sun back to the sun. When we worship the Ganga, we take water from the Ganga and offer back to the Ganga. In the same way, how we can serve Vaishnava? Only by the mercy of Vaishnava. So, Vaishnava association is very powerful. Actually, I was thinking, I was hoping Gurudev would not ask me to speak anything. But really, when Vaishnava like this is present, how much their mercy is like a cooling balm on everybody's mind, everybody's senses, everybody's heart. Everyone becomes pacified automatically. Everyone becomes enlivened in bhajan just by darshan of a Vaishnava. Samara Krishna says, Uddhav says to Krishna in the 11th canto, Sadunam Samachitaram, Sudaram Makri Darshanam, Darshanam Na Baba Bandana, Krishna Pumsam Sadatarayato. Just by seeing a Vaishnava, Sadunam Samachitaram, whose mind is equal to everyone and who is very fixed on the Lord, Darshanam Na Baba Bandana. Just by seeing that Vaishnava, the cycle of birth and death is completely cut. Therefore, by Sangha Vaishnava, we can achieve everything. Chaya Bega Domi, Chaya Dosa Sadi, Chaya Guna Dehodasi. Just like when we're outside of association of Vaishnavas, automatically Maya comes, chews us a bit. The Maya goes a little crying. But as soon as we come in the presence of Vaishnava, automatically we feel that cooling balm. Chaya Bega Domi. All these very powerful urges, which are very hard to check, like the very powerful mind, the powerful urges of the tongue, the belly, the genitals, the powerful urges of speech, just by having darshan of Vaishnava, that all those senses become controlled. Chaya Dosa Sari. All our faults, which are impediments to our bhajan, prajapa, over-collecting, talking mundane nonsense. Just when we see the Vaishnava, that sankalpa comes in our mind. Oh, I'll never do it again. I'll never do it again. We're so much unfortunate. When we go out of the Sangha of Vaishnava, we forget the Vaishnava. We forget the Guru. Therefore, again, all those faults come back. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says that great misfortune. Sarasila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarapati Thakur says, not only did I have the appearance of the Guru that I worship him, no, not only once a year. That every moment, every second, one should worship the Guru by constant remembrance. Gurudev one time said, what is the best Guru Seva? If the disciple always feels Gurudev's hand is above my head, this is the highest Guru Seva. Because that disciple is never forgetting for one second the feet of Guru. If long we remember Guru, then the snake of Maya cannot touch us. But as soon as we forget the Guru, then all obstacles come back at us. Then we pray to Gurudev, he should not come just to LA once a year. He should always stay in our hearts 24 hours a day. This is his real benediction. Mancha Kopa.
Great fortune to be in the presence of Srila Gurudev and so many devotees assembled here. I will contribute my 2 cents worth, which are very significant. It is said in the Shastra that when the suffering of the living entity is material comes to an end, then it comes in the association of Vaishnavas. And my Sikshak Guru Srila Gaugrana Maharaj gave a very beautiful explanation of Guru Tattva. He explained that in this world, we have lawyers of different caliber, and they can appeal or they can deal in different level of courts. Some deal with very common criminal cases. And if lawyers coming to deal in high court or very, very the highest court, Supreme Court, in America, like that. So the spiritual master is like that. He's coming to Krishna in the spiritual world, and he's pleading on our behalf. He says, I have come outside, across the river Viraj. You are here in the spiritual world, you are enjoying with all your parikars, I've been Nitya Lila. But I come from there where there's suffering like anything. So you kindly give up your enjoyment and you come there and help them. And Krishna says, oh, I am not coming, but I will send someone. And that someone is Sri Guru. And Srila Gurudev himself, decades and decades ago, he composed a bhajan in which he says, who is the spiritual master? Krishna Kripaki Ananda Murti. The blissful form of God's mercy comes in this world in the form of the spiritual master. When God wants to give his mercy to the conditioned souls, he's not coming directly, exactly. He's coming in the spiritual master. And all the mercy of God is there. So now we have to be aware of who we are in the presence of. Not just some nice elderly Indian sadhu coming to speak, you know, on relief from stress and how to enjoy life better without the feeling of guilt if we indulge in sense gratification. No, he's coming now as God's mercy incarnate here for us. You want mercy? Here it is. God is coming, sending his mercy. Simply listen to the words coming from his lotus mouth and try to apply them in your life, and you will realize God's mercy is there, right at your door. Hare Krishna.
Tightened by the ropes, thousands, worms, cutting you, biting you, in a pit of urine, blood, so many things, and you were crying bitterly. And then Prabhu told only this condition, that if you go to this world, don't forget me. Always remember me. But when we descended from the home of our mother, all promises we fought. So I have come to remind you. First thing, Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. In Vedas it has been. Sarve Niramaya Santu. All ropes should go away. And all should be right. We want happiness. We don't want suffering. Anyone doesn't want suffering. Always. But we call, hey Prabhu, suffering, come. Don't tell what suffering and misery you are testing, it is due to your activity. All suffering. So all wants happiness. But how happiness will come? Also we see, we don't pray for suffering, but a lot of suffering comes. And they come to our head and forcibly help the suffering. So how can we be happy? Shama and other rishis, realized so. They asked Sutta Goswami, the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, Now, irony, Kali Yuga. Very short life, full of danger. Bhagya, Sumanda, full of so many suffering. You are very scholar, learning. You have learned everything from your Gurudev Shukadeva Goswami. So, what is you are sadhu? So you have collected from all your hearings. If we are sadhasi, if you are qualified, please tell how our Atma will be. Samprasi Bhutan me, that sadhu manne, that अत्र साधो अत्र जब तारण समुद्धि दिष्ट मनीषा गुरु न संदान जीना आत्मा संपत्ति ये परीक्षित महाराज जी हियरिंग लाइक इज 7 days but our life just now young because of this no shortage. He has told Atma Samprasidati, not this body. All they think that I am not this body. This body is the bag of urine, stool, urine, and so many. Inside these, soul and super soul are there. If, by the help of Guru, realize Guru, qualify. If you know the relation between you and Krishna, which is eternal, very soul, your soul will be happy. Savai kunsan paro dharmo jato bhakti radha kaye ahetukya abhyavadana. Certainly, there is no other way than this. Krishna has given mercifully this human form only to realize this relation and follow pure bhakti and to have Krishna pray. After this life, anyone cannot say, where do you go? And what status of life you will go? Don't misuse this life. So it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. What? Videham Ardham Sulabham Sudurabham Lavam Sukalpam Guru Karnabham Mayanu Kulyanya Nabheswateritam Uman Bhavasim Natarek Atmaha Nideha Matam Suraman. This human form is very rare. For this merciful Krishna, it's very kind. Sometimes he sends his associates, Parisa. Sometimes he comes himself. So many manifestations. He comes in the form of Ram, Nishimha, Kalpipa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha. Why? You know that they cannot search me. They cannot themselves reach to me. So I must listen to them. Caitanya Mahaprabhu went door to door. Your Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, what happened? You did not went there. He came door to door, country to country, here, there, in ocean, in jungle, he went everywhere. What I am doing? So, Videha Madhyam, get a very strong body in which he gave mercifully qualified guru. He gave a Karnadhar. Karnadhar means in boatman, and guru is there. Without Karnadhar, if you sink in a boat, or you can sink in ocean. And Anukul Bayu, meaning mercy, as you everywhere. Swamiji used to send his devotees and also send in the whole world. They are coming. So this is the mercy of Krishna. And having such occasion, if you not utilize, then you are self-killer. You are killing himself.
Self-killer.
Also he is telling, Labdha Sudra Bhavidam, Bhavsham Bhavantam, Manusham Arthadam Anityam Api Adhira, Turam Jate Na Patet Anumityavad, Nise Yasari Vishaya. Remember this song. This human form is rare. But by the mercy of, causeless mercy of Krishna, it is available. But it is for, when it will go away, anyone's own. Anyone does. When you will die, anyone does. Only Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days of certainty that in 7 days they will not die. But we, and only in human form you can realize that relation between Krishna and you. Up to Gopi mode, Krishna has arranged everything. After coming to speak, up to Gopi mode. So, Purnam Jati, as you are in this world, in this few time, short time, you should realize that relation, that we have some relation with Krishna. And by that relation, you should begin from Sattva and up to Rati. Only we can go in this life to Rati, not in that time. If you are trying very hard and special, then. So, if you are following all these instructions fully in the guidance of Hari Guru Vaishnava, then Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayogita Janayatu Asu Bhairagyam Jnanam Cha Jagat. If you will call the Anna Vilasitam, this is fully then all your bodily desires, surely, and all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Shakti Tattva, Prem Tattva, everything. No time you will know. So after this sloki I told, dharma sunishtita, vishvakshayin kathatuja, no bhadit jatigatin. If you are doing everything, but no taste in Hari Katha, hearing from superior Vaishnava, then what will be? Nothing is better. Everything in vain. So here, from superior, try to follow and think that these are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And follow actually. Be one-pointed. Don't give your, divide your heart into so many fractions. One-pointed to Krishna. Because we have this relation, worldly relation, father, mother, brother, sister, all. But very moment. You cannot please, even a child, what to tell your wife, sisters, and you should realize. By one devotee went with me to 7 o'clock. I began to preach and help me. After some time, he was bewildered. He married a lady, also did not speak that way. He began to satisfy his children, wife, daughters and sons. But even not satisfied, they get in jail. Very good, I died. Then they will remember all this. So, you cannot please anyone, never anyone. Even a child, you should read Shuddha Sandesh that Krishna gave to Uddhava. You should read Pingala, 24 kinds of gurus. We will try to discuss about these things in later. I love it. So don't waste your time at a second. You cannot please your relatives, never. But Krishna, what? If you do little, and then what Krishna will think? Oh, he has been in that. There was a time whose name was Sudama. When Krishna went to Gurukul to Shantikini, that boy, young boy, Brahmin from Dwarka, Sudama, he also went to Gurukul and he became friend of Krishna and Baldev. When Krishna returned and he also returned to Grihastha Ashram, then he never wanted anything automatic coming, something he used to take and keep remaining to his Brahmin who was married. So he became like a skeleton wall there. His wife, in all young age, his breast milk and also lean and thin. One day she told her husband, oh, your friend is Krishna, who is Supreme Lord. He is Brahmanade. If you go, he will see you will leave and give everything to you. And again and again, Shivaji, we are very poor. Something you bring from Bhiksha. He used to keep for his wife, but very short. We also have very poor. But he was satisfied Brahman. But Brahmani to serve his husband. He was worried and repeated, you to tell her husband, once you should go to New York. Then he decided, oh, anyhow, I will have the darshan of Krishna. I will never beg anything to him, but I am going to see him, meet him, and my life will be. So, what he was saying? Dukhesu anutigunamana. Dukhesu jigatishti. Be karab hai kodha siti vin. He was like that. Dukhesu anutigunamana. If sufferings are coming, he is satisfied. What is coming, automatically. He was Sukhesu Digat Krishna. He never wanted worldly any happiness. See, I would have to test that, oh, automatically that happiness also comes. Be Tarag. Don't be attached to worldly things, worldly person. Husband and relatives and so on. Be tarat, high truth. Don't fear. If you are surrendered to Krishna, anyone can do you anything. And then, krodha, anger. Anger is, oh, this is the root of all evil. If you are angry, you will. Sometimes you can take poison. Don't go. Always be happy. If you are following Annabhiyastam Bhakti Valli, then how? You should be Sharanagata. You should be surrender. Krishna will see everything. Sarva dharma anupaktejya amehi amsa aham tvam sarva vibho moksha. Give up everything on Krishna and be happy always. What this person is doing, what that lady is doing, never be one point. Quite comforting. So he thought that our game, my game will be that I will see Lord Krishna. He went and he told her wife, give something that I may give to you. Krishna. There was nothing in his house. So he went on any Neva's house and brought some sheep rice. And that is in pieces, not full.
Broken sheep rice.
And he goes and he went to Dwarka. The door, Krishna door was open for Prime Minister. And he entered in the Rukmini Palace. Krishna saw from far away and he ran away. And he took, embraced him and took him to Rukmini Palace and he began to wash, he can sit on the spade of Rukmini and began to wash and taking remnant. Sudama was thinking. But he remembers or not? Then Krishna knew and told, oh, we are in Guruku. And you remember one day, a very rainy day. And we went to please our Guru, Guruvani.
Not Mother,
Guruma. And whole night raining. No umbrella, nothing. Having wooden sticks on the head, whole night waiting. Where to go, where not to go, everywhere water. Then Sudama, oh, he remembers. Whole night, massaged in the feet of Sudama Vipra, and Rukmini Satyabhama all there. Then Krishna told, oh my friend, Brahmani had given anything for me, any gift. Then he was hesitating that what should I give? Then Krishna, by force, he told, and take two money. And second, when he began to take, Rukmini Devi. By one, you have given whole world. And by second, you will give us also to them. And then, anyhow. But Krishna openly never gave anything. Next day, he began to return to his home. And in the way of Krishna is so merciful that he had not given anything to him. He thought that if I will give anything, he will be entangled and he will forget me. So he had not done. But when he came to his house, he saw, where is my house? 1,008 royal palaces, horses, elephants, cows, all things happened. They have given everything to him. And he saw that so many ladies of beautiful life, demigods, wife, and they are coming. Then he began to say, who are they? Then her.
And they are singing also.
They are singing and coming to do aarti. And then he was coming, why they are coming to me, any gods, why? So beautiful, Aspara. Then his wife told them, and yours, that very servant, maid servant. He went, but Krishna is Brahmandadev. You gave him some one
handful broken rice.
And he gave you all these things. So how Krishna is? If he will serve him little, but one quantity, being Saranagata, Krishna will take your all body. But it is a strange, the maya, the illusory maya of Krishna. Knowingly all these things, we don't care for. So I request, Dukhe Swanu Dignamana, Sukhe Su Bhigat Sthira. You should try to follow this teaching. What they are doing all, don't see. Don't want your worldly happiness. Be satisfied what you have, and always one pointed, chant and remember. Also, it has been told in Srimad Bhagavat also, Tate Nukampam, Sukhavim Samar, Bhunjan Evatma Samadita, Vipakam, फिर वह बापु हुई विदुषन नमस्ते पदेश If suffering is coming, happiness is coming. Think that it is mercy of Krishna everywhere. If suffering coming, oh, embrace like mercy of Krishna. If happiness coming, don't be so much. Anandita. That's excellent. Gone. And seeing everywhere the mercy of Krishna. Doing mean namaskar to Vaishnava, Hari Katha, the Bhakta of Hari Katha, speaker, to the place and to organizer,
audience.
Then, Mukti Padesh Adaya Bhav. Mukti Pade, where salvation is in the feet of that is her pure bhakti in fact. Don't waste your time. One minute, recognize what you are doing for them. So better, don't waste your time and go on doing something. Then, now, remaining some time, don't. Krishna Das.
Shri Gopinath Hari Gopala.